According to the Department of Natural Resources, a petroleum-based product is somehow leaking into a storm sewer line that drains into the bay. Though neither source nor substance has been identified, DNR spill coordinator Roxanne Cronert says the evidence thus far suggests a fairly recent product.
We're finding MTBE, which is an additive to gasoline sold since the late 80s, you know, in standard gasoline that you and I would buy at the gas station for our vehicle.
With all the heavy rains that have fallen over the past few weeks, Cronert says there might be an underground gasoline storage tank that's filling up and leaking into the system somewhere. Cronert does stress the importance of protecting the environment, but she says the number one priority right now should be human health and safety. Green Bay resident Mary Von Erem suffers from chronic asthma and is concerned about the quality of the air she's been breathing.
One night, I didn't realize it was so bad earlier in the year, and I had the windows open, and I woke up, and the house was filled with those fumes, and there was no way I could get them out. I had to just either vacate or put up with it.
Von Erem and her neighbors will have to put up with it for now. Meantime, the situation is being monitored by the Green Bay Fire Department to make sure vapors don't reach explosive levels. The DNR is asking for federal assistance from the EPA with additional help from the U.S. Coast Guard. Cronert says a mobile lab has also been called in to analyze test samples along the offending sewer line.
We need personnel and resources, you know, to track this back, and we need to do it soon. We need to find the source soon.
According to Cronert, the DNR is desperate to pinpoint the problem. They've set up a special hotline for anyone who can provide information about possible buried gas tanks in an area around the Brown County Jail and UW Green Bay campus. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.